Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Tim Irwin is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. That's Irwin with an I. Tim is an organizational psychologist, a management consultant, an expert in all things leadership. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for, well, actually, we're celebrating his 7th anniversary today, right now. On the Small Business Advocate, as a member of our Brain Trust, how about that? And he's the author of a number of books, including Run with the Bulls Without Getting Trampled, also Derailed, which is one of my favorite books, and the new book, which is going to become one of my favorites, Impact, Great Leadership Changes Everything. Brand spanking new, just out right now. He's our good friend Tim Irwin. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. It's great to be with you.
Good to have you back. Thanks for 7 great years, Tim.
Well, when you said that, I just immediately said, "You got to be kidding me! It's been that long." But
well, and
by the way, congratulations on your new book too. I love this; it's beautifully done.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. You know what the gift for on the 7th anniversary is, don't you, Tim?
I'm hoping it's a Rolex watch.
It's an email.
That's
the 7th anniversary gift is an email.
Where do you get the Rolex watch?
That's going to take a few years. You got to wait on that a little bit. You got a lot more work to do before then. Hey, Tim, I want to tell you, I want to relate a story that happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I was at a conference a couple of weeks ago out west, and it was kind of a conference where there was a lot of conversation with the speakers, and I presented there as well, and the audience was very engaged with the speakers and everything. And this one guy was talking about leadership, this one speaker, and one of the guys, and these are all executives, these are all corporate executives in the audience, and this one guy says, "Well, I think leadership is at the top, but you know, your managers, I don't think of them as leaders. Managers manage, leaders lead." He said things like that, I know you can imagine what my face looked like when he said that, and I was thinking about you when he said that, and so later on in the conference, I was able to address his point without being rude or taking him on. I just said, "Well, in my opinion, if your managers aren't leading, they can't execute. That leadership is not a position. Leadership is a way of life. Leadership is how people make things happen in a positive way that helps everybody." What do you think?
Well, Jim, I'm shocked that somebody in 2014 would make a comment.
Can you
like
believe?
That.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
Well, yeah, it just seems incredibly short-sighted. But one of the things I say in this new book, Impact, is that management is positional. Leadership is personal. And what I mean by that...
Say that again. Say that again. This is going to be in the test, folks. Go ahead, Tim.
Management is positional. Leadership is personal. And you have to have managers. You have to have people that are making the trains run on time and getting things done. But everybody in the organization can be a leader because leadership is personal. It's about influence. The guy in the mailroom can be a leader. The CEO can be a leader. People all over the organization are using influence to get things done. It has nothing to do with your position. And so I have a very different view than the speaker at your program.
One thing I do agree with him about, I'd like to think maybe this is what he really meant to say, even though he didn't say it. I will say that if you don't have leadership at the top, the people who are capable of leadership down the line are not going to have as good an opportunity to demonstrate that leadership. What do you think?
Well, there's no question. And you've got to have people modeling leadership at the top, and you've got to have people setting direction and building teams and so on. All that requires leadership. But my only point is that you have to have leadership throughout the organization. And people often, in the most unexpected places, step up and provide great influence.
Go ahead.
Well, they often exhibit power that they've they've taken on and they've made good decisions, and you want an organization. That's what makes an organization vibrant.
Well, where do people think the top leaders come from? Do they think they just come out of the leader drawer? You know, somebody opens the door and pulls another leader out of the leader room. I mean, leaders, the top leaders, the ultimate CEOs of organizations, they were managers once, and somebody saw leadership in them, and they demonstrated leadership. And you know, the great CEOs, Tim, as you know, are not just the best managers, but they should be. If I'm looking for a CEO of the company, I don't want just somebody who's a great manager. I want leadership too, and you've got to see that when they're at that lower level, don't you?
No question. In fact, it's the experience of working in a variety of jobs that gives people that experience that makes them great leaders. You know, I think people possess certain abilities to influence others, but those have to be refined and honed. Candidly, and you and I have had this conversation before, this is one of the things that I have trouble with our existing president of the United States, is you can't go from being a community organizer to being a leader of the free world. And the guy lacks experience.
I'm glad you brought that up, because, and folks, we're not taking him on, this is not a political statement, but when I see him approaching projects, different things, Tim, you know, I think about my own experience of solving problems, my own background in solving problems, and I think, okay, if I were solving this problem when I was meeting with my team, I would be approaching it from all those things that I'd learned and all the different things that I knew about how to dissect and slice and dice a project and a problem and make it into, you know, turn it around. He has none of those skills, none of those experiences.
Well, just the whole thing of leading a team, making mistakes, learning from your mistakes, that takes 30 years. I mean, most of the great CEOs have been in some job for 25 or 30 years. And being a community organizer and being a professor in a university just simply don't prepare you for being a leader of our country.
If there's one thing I hope...
I'm not making a political comment.
If there's one thing I hope maybe America will learn from this current presidency, Tim, it's that whether you're a woman or a man, a Republican or a Democrat, or whatever party you're from, wherever you're from, if you don't have some kind of executive leadership problem-solving background, you don't need to become president of the United States. Hopefully that's one thing we can clear the table on. What do you think?
Well, I hope our voters are smarter next time. I will say that.
We're going to talk some more about leadership after these messages with our good friend Dr. Tim Urban. His new book is called Impact: Great Leadership Changes Everything, and it's just out, just now. 20 after. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
I've been in love 10,000 times. All you gotta do is remember my...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.